The White House Report.
Heartfelt and tearful stories were part of the discussion, the listening session in the round in the East Room at the White House. A father who lost his daughter last week was forceful, saying, "I'm pissed. It's about protecting our children in the schools. That's all that matters right now." The father went on to say, "How do you think it makes me feel that they have a security guard in the elevator at the Department of Education?" Speaking of security there, and the fact that his daughter died from not being protected at Parkland last week. Another mother who lost a child turned to President Trump. A mother from Sandy Hook who lost a child said, "That consider your children. You don't want to be me." President Trump, during the discussion, said, "They will focus in on background checks and the mental health aspect, but we're also going to go very strong on age of purchase." But as the president makes these comments, he brought up an old relic from the NRA, a relic that the NRA has been using to combat these schoolhouse shootings, and the fact that people have been calling for gun control. He says that teachers need to be armed. Well, Twitter was abuzz after that statement. Even as President Trump is calling for some of those who are former military, retired soldiers or Marines to carry the guns, concealed weapons at schools, needless to say, Twitter was abuzz. Sue Grayton said, "Trump perked up when concealed carry topic came up. I earned degrees in secondary education and special education, not criminology or law enforcement. As a gun owner myself, I would have never wanted that added responsibility. I fear more guns in schools will be the results." In this unscientific Twitter poll, another person said, "No adult who works at the school wants the responsibility of taking out a child, regardless of how sick, very sick, the president thinks the child is." April Ryan, AURN News.